Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
spending $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Or deciding what to spend.
We announced today how you can win $1 million guaranteed with AlphaBucks. And if you're listening to this on the listener app, you're there, guys. You're there. All you need to do is put your details in. Register for $1 million.
Yeah, search Hit 100.9. Though I'm guessing if you listen to this, you've probably already found your way here.
Potentially.
Yeah. But you could have searched Jimmy Nath to get to this.
You're so right.
You also might be listening elsewhere because there are other places you can listen to the podcast.
Oh, so true.
Or you might not be listening.
Well, then you wouldn't know.
No, he's got a point.
No, you do have a point.
No, but you could be playing this and not listening. You know, sometimes when something's playing, but your headphones aren't in.
Somebody else is playing it, and you went, "How'd you get this? How do I get $1 million?"
Yeah, you're so right.
You're so right.
All of the above, but we've all just provided solutions.
Sometimes I listen to a podcast and I can't get my headphones to connect via Bluetooth, I miss out on the start of it. So
how maybe someone's when just it plays out loud. It.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's the other day I was at the gym and I was at music, not listening to a podcast. Would have been worse because sometimes I do listen to the Jimmy Nath podcast to see what we're up to.
Yeah, you know
what
sure.
I mean? But that would have been worse playing on loud, but it wasn't. It was music, thankfully. And I had my headphones in, and so I've hit play and I could hear it. And so I start running.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I turn it up.
That's what I've done.
Yeah, yeah. And it does get louder, but it's obviously not your ears. And I'm like, why is it so low? And then I look down, I'm like, I pull my headphones out. I'm like, oh, that's playing out of my
phone. What song was it?
It was Migos and Drake, Walk It Like I Talk It.
At least a coolish song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm walking on sunshine.
And then it connected to your headphones and the guy on the treadmill next to you was like, hey, I was listening to that. What are you doing?
I tell you what, I do this, but I hate it. Nothing's worse than people talking on their phones next to you on the treadmill.
I can't because I run out of breath very quickly.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So anytime somebody calls me, I just hang up on them. I've got one of those automated responses that says on the treadmill. So I can just send that, which is nice.
That's nice, yeah.
But even that takes it out of me. Sending an automated response. I need to conserve all energy I have on that machine.
Treadmill, yeah.
It's very difficult. Have you ever run on a treadmill before, Grace?
I have. I usually watch. I don't enjoy it. I usually set up a TV show to watch while I'm running.
Watching producer Grace.
When's the last time you ran on a treadmill?
Oh, gosh. Probably like 18 months ago. Watching pre-COVID.
Watching producer Grace run is a fun thing, isn't
How
it?
How often have you seen me run?
Well, only when you're running because you've forgotten something.
Yeah.
Or we run away from you on a night out. Come back
when
here.
When you chase us. Yeah.
You run like Phoebe from Friends.
I do, actually.
It's like you have a comical run.
Yeah.
You have a comical run.
It's because I'm not meant to run. I'm not built for running.
What were you meant for?
I was meant for eating good food, drinking wine, relaxing.
All right, Cleopatra.
Having people wave palm fronds at me.
Feed you grapes?
Yeah. It's your birthday, so you're about
to get a birthday shout-out. Birthday. Hit birthday shout-outs, Jim.
Yeah, look, producer Grace, people can't go to the hit.com.au anymore, can they?
No, they can go to the hit.com.au on the win page to put their birthday shout-outs in, but there's no longer a form. You have to email me directly.
Oh, direct
which is
email.
Interesting, but effective.
So go to hit.com.au with your birthday shouts and your email Grace directly.
Or I'm just going to throw this out there. I know I haven't spoken about you with you, Nath, or you, producer Grace, or just DM Grace at Grace Guard.
Yep.
I'll accept it.
That's just easier.
I'll go up to her on the street and be like, hey, Grace, it's my birthday.
If you see her on the weekend, Grace, get your notes app out. Write it down.
Yeah, if you see Grace, that's when you can get a birthday shout.
Let me know when your birthday is. Yeah. I'll put it in a calendar.
And you can write it down.
Yeah, see Grace.
She's good with a calendar. She's great with a calendar.
Or DM Grace at Grace Guard. Or you can call her on 0404-68. No?
This is when you come in
too
and
many
stop
numbers,
him. Otherwise. You've got to come in and stop him.
Yeah, she wasn't stopping him.
Normally when we do that gag with each other, we stop each other. I go,
You just let me.
You just let me. Did you want that to happen?
No, but I mean, a lot of people do have my number. Maybe too many, but
we'll read it out.
No, don't.
686.
She's coming in.
So only three numbers left. Hope I could probably figure it out. There's a fun challenge for you guys. Figure out the last
Look at
three.
It. Oh, she's doing the angry point at us. We better get
all right,
get
birthday
a
shout out. We got one today.
Yeah.
Ryan Gardner.
Ryan.
It's his seventh birthday.
Oh, the big seven.
And he listens to Jimmy and Nath every day on the way to school.
Good on you, Ryan.
So he's probably not listening now because it's school holidays.
Oh, it's so true. Unless he gets up early and he's like, this is an opportunity.
I don't know about you, but when I was on school holidays, I would sleep into like midday.
Midday?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was never a big sleeper in a row. a problem.
Really? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Ryan might be, though. Yeah. That's a thing.
Well, look, Ryan, happy 7th birthday. That's from your mum. Deb.
Nice.
But if you're asleep, someone please tell Ryan that we gave him a shout out.
Yeah, I promise you. We did it for you, Ryan. Ryan Gardner.
Or we'll put it on the podcast. Yeah, so wherever you get your podcast from, tell Ryan.
Which means podcast. Grace's phone number also on the podcast.
No, well, all of it, but three numbers.
We'll say the last three now.
All right. No.
Oh, she's not happy. She's coming in again. Coming after us. Jim, I want to ask the question now. 131060, what did someone buy on your card? What did somebody buy on your card? Because a young rugby man, he has faced a conviction and a fine for going on a cigarette and Red Bull spending spree with somebody else's bank card. So that's what he decided to buy when he found this card, or when he stole this card, allegedly. The man...
Allegedly.
You, allegedly. The man you... Although there has been a conviction, so...
Did he say he would rather go to jail than not pay it back?
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, he would rather... Because he was offered community service, to which he turned down and said, no, I'd rather go to jail than pick up rubbish on the side of the road.
Okay.
Allegedly. The man used another person's ANZ bank card to buy various packets of Rothmans cigarettes. I mean, you and I, we don't smoke. Grace, have you heard of Rothmans?
I do not smoke either. I've not heard of this.
That's the attitude.
The attitude, mate. That is the attitude.
This year, your New Year's resolution to stop smoking.
Yeah.
You're doing
July.
So well. I know, and look how you've had
you're
made
doing
way
well.
Less cigarettes.
I don't smoke.
Again, this year you haven't.
Do you know, have you heard of Rothmans?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Not your?
Winnie Blues.
Nathan.
Tally-ho
cigarettes. Love that you shade her down. Yeah, I've had enough of you.
Because she gives me the eyes. She gives me the angry eyes.
And she said Nathan.
Yeah,
too.
She said Nathan.
You're in trouble.
Cranky. Tally-ho cigarette papers is also what he bought. Holiday cigarettes. So heaps of different versions of ciggies. And also he went to Caltex in Eastlands and bought all this Red Bull. Like heaps of packets of Red Bull. So having a cig and a Red Bull.
Or was he buying then to... Potentially on sale.
On sale, potentially. Open up his own cigarettes
and Red Bull
stand.
What would you call it? You're pretty good with names.
I don't know. Sigs and Bull. Bull Sig.
Bull. Yeah, is it
Bull Sig?
Is there any alliteration there?
Red Bull gives you
wings.
Sigs.
I don't know. Wings and sings.
I don't know. We'll come back. We'll steal someone's card and we'll come up with an idea. The court heard that Price told police he ditched the ANZ card.
Producer Grace, smoke and sip.
Oh, smoke and sip. Is that... You've...
Nathan, careful.
She knows his business. She's a customer.
She's an investor.
Smoke and sip. Grace has bought a few.
Didn't happen to be
papers.
Your ANZ card. Oh, yeah, lost it. This guy took it, didn't he?
Grace is upset he's going to jail. She usually stops by Eastlands. Hanging out near the Rosie Golf Course.
Has someone ever skimmed your card before or spent money on your card before?
Touch wood. No, that has not happened to me.
I remember somebody spending a lot of money on your card. We knew the friend of ours used to work with us, Shawnee B. Remember when we went to Falls Festival and he bought three?
So no one has stolen my card, but yes, a friend of ours was so drunk that he was using... So, yeah, I gave him my card because it was my shout, and he went, I'll go to the bar, because he wanted a drink. I still had a drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, if you want to go and it is my shout, I've got half a drink here.
Yeah.
So I was like, take my card. So
the bar was downstairs,
He then shouted the bar. Shouted the bar, then dropped my credit card, then came upstairs and goes, I've lost your card.
Yeah.
And then I went downstairs. I found it. It was on the ground near the bar. And then the guy goes, oh, yeah, that bloke shattered the whole bar. So.
Producer Grace, your parents have had their card skimmed before?
Yeah, they had their card skimmed. And whoever skimmed it spent like $200 on KFC in one order.
KFC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had my... Remember when my card got skimmed? Yeah. We used to work at a previous... And it was McDonald's and also a trip overseas.
Yeah, didn't they? And they went to Rebel Sports as well?
Yeah, Rebel Sport. Like, it's interesting to see where they go.
I think they went to, it was like a shopping center, and they went to like Rebel Sports.
Rebel Sports.
Then they went to like Travel.
Yeah, they went to Travel World or agency was, a travel agency. And then
booked a trip to Bali.
Maccas and Rebel.
Yeah.
It was like $2,000. It took me so long to get it back.
Get it back. Got it back though, didn't you?
Well, it was me who spent all of that.
It's funny. Every Saturday night, someone steals my card, goes to like O-Bar,
which
and
is
Gray.
Nuts, isn't it?
Yeah,
all Jack the
Green,
time. Mine too.
Den.
I want my money
just wake
back.
Wake up in the morning and there's all this. Just and then Maccas. They get Maccas at about 3 in the morning
every single time.
Every Saturday
same
night,
same order. Same order. Nice. And they get an Uber back to my house. Which... Still asking the question, 131060, what did somebody buy on your card? No one's called through, which is a good thing, Jim.
Good thing. How about no one's buying stuff on your card?
Yeah, which means no one's ever skimmed your card.
No one in Tasmania is out there stealing cards.
Well, there is one guy.
Except for that bloke.
But he's been caught now.
Yeah.
He's been caught and potentially going to jail after stealing somebody's card and going on a Ciggy and Red Bull spending spree. Bought three different types of Ciggies as well as Tally-Hos, which are the, what are they called? When you Rollies. Make your own, the Rollies. Yeah, those ones.
Yeah.
Rollies in the business.
Dad smokes Rollies. Rollies his own.
Make them your own. Make them yourself. Mm. DIY.
It's quite annoying when I'm playing golf with my dad because he has to stop and put it in and roll it out and put the filter in.
The whole thing.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm Adam's trying to play golf here.
Yeah, put it away, would you?
Yeah.
Put
used to smoke cigars, the old man.
A cigar?
Cigar man, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I don't mind the odd cigar.
Yeah, they make me cough. Not really annoying.
Not really annoying.
I don't like them. They make me cough. They make me cough. 131060, did someone buy anything on your card, guys? Well, this is good.
No one's called. Which
great
is,
news.
I love this.
No,
I love when we ask a question and no one calls when it's like a bad question.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because this is a positive thing. You know what I mean? I mean, we were just talking about the fact that it's happened to me. Somebody went to Macca's, went to
Rebel Sports,
and then also tried to book a trip to Bali or something on my card.
Yeah.
Someone you know happened to you, spending at the bar.
A friend of mine, this is not the first time this happened. Another friend of mine, Ruben, who you know, you've met. Ruben's a bit of an odd cat. I love him, but he's an odd cat.
Yeah, he's an odd cat.
We were out one night, and it was my shout, but again, I had not finished my drink. And he was like, it's your shout. And I was like, all right. And I gave him a card, and I was like, you can go get in my shout if you're that thirsty. And he had a crush on a girl. So between him leaving me to go to the bar, the girl messaged him, was like, I'm at a different bar. So he left the venue, went to that bar, started buying her drinks on my card.
On your card?
Yeah.
So you stop giving people your card,
man. I'm too trusting.
Can I have your card?
You certainly.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
All right, Nate, let's rip into it. Here are this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nate started the week talking about Nate's special skill. I'm not talking about his special skill in the bedroom. You know, sleeping. His other special skill.
I can find and locate anything. Now officially known as the show's finder or just the finder.
I think finder man.
No, just the finder. Hashtag the finder.
Finder man. No, finder man.
No,
what's that in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's finder man.
Nah, just find. The
you finder. You can wear my glasses when you're Nate and then you take them off.
Oh, like Clark Kent.
And you're finder man.
Yeah. No man.
The finder man. You worry about finding. I'll come up with a catchy name.
Find a man.
I like that.
He has a finding plan.
Oh.
Can you find your thing? Well, give us a ring. Look out. There is the finder man.
The finder.
There you go.
Justine from West Moona. Justine, what have you lost?
I've lost my wedding and engagement ring.
Justine, I'll let Nath guess. Was Justine a couple of months ago when she lost her wedding?
Well, I need a few details.
I took them off in the bathroom.
Yeah. So you took them off in the bathroom.
The
a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I know where your rings are.
Oh, where?
They've fallen down the drain. And I could,
don't tell me that.
Yeah, no, they have. Do you know a plumber, Justine?
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
Roger.
I need you to call Roger and you need to tell him, Roger, my rings are in the drain and I need you to get them out because that's where they are, Justine, okay?
That's okay. I think the husband will be able to do that.
Yeah, he can do that, absolutely. Well, Justine, congratulations. Your rings have been found. Anything you want to say?
Thank you.
No, my pleasure. Bye.
Ring went down the drain. Just call the finder.
Then the guys asked Hobart, what is your hangover cure?
From Midway Boy, Tammy, hangover cures.
Potato cakes and a can of V.
How often does it work, Tammy?
Mostly every time.
Mostly every time?
Mostly, okay. How many potato cakes, Tammy?
Depends on how hungover I am. It's usually three or four.
three or four.
Just rip them through those with a V.
Depending. Are we talking the big can of V, little V?
The big can.
Big can.
Okay,
big
so again, it's very easy to tell how many drinks Tammy had the night before. You just count the potato cakes.
Now this sounds like advice for me, because I drank a little too much VB, and today I'm feeling so crappy, so I need four hotcakes and a V.
After that, they talked about the sports.
Italy took out the Euros football final. However, equally as popular, if I get rid of the Italian music, I mean, it's done spit, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Equally as popular on social media yesterday after the win have been the posts and comments of the tattoos of an Italian player, his name Francesco Assabai. He was posting photos of himself shirtless, displaying his arms, which have tattoos of Alex the Lion, Melman the Giraffe, and King Julian the Lemur from the 2005 DreamWorks film Madagascar.
Welcome to Madagascar.
So it got me thinking, who's tattooed on you? Big Macca from Colton. Macca, who's tattooed on you?
Mate, Shazza. Old Shazza, mate. We met at the Royal Hobart show back in 92 on the G-Wizard.
Yeah. Are you still with Shazza?
Mate, no, unfortunately it didn't work out, but I've got it right next to the old Southern Cross tattoo. Two things I really love in life, mate. Shazza and the Southern Cross tattoo. I actually saw Shazza in the mall the other day and I said, Shazza, you got a face like a flower, a cauliflower.
Face of a cauliflower, yeah, that's Shazza.
Ah, oh, beautiful, Maddie. MP3 with the goods. Once again, our audio wizards.
Oh, look, I love our cows, and we'd be nothing without our callers, but we'd be nothing without our MP3 as well.
Yeah.
It's a cracking job putting them all together. Nathan, can only be one winner. And look, earlier in the week when we were talking about hangover cures, I said I don't believe in them because I haven't found one that works.
Yeah, yet. You haven't found a proper one.
But I haven't tried the old potato cake and V. Mm. So potentially this weekend, I could find the hangover cure.
There could be for you. Yeah.
So there can only be one winner, and it's going to have to be Tammy from Midway.
Tammy!
Yay! Thank you.
Congratulations, Tammy. You are our caller of the week. How do you feel?
Oh, pretty excited. Thank you.
Mate, you should go out and have a few celebratory drinks. What do you reckon?
I think I should, and then have some potato cakes and a vin.
Well done. Well done, Tammy. See the ball, hit the ball. That's what you just did.
Well Tammy's done. Good. That's why you're the cow.
Yeah, that's why. Well cow. Done. All right, Tammy, you're part of a very exclusive club. You are a caller of the week. You are a cow. You're going to score yourself an exclusive pair of Jimmy and Nath Budgie Smuglets. Do you know what they are, Tam?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
All right, well, they'll be sent out to you and you can enjoy them with your potato cakes. But because you are part of our call of the week, you're in a paddock, we do need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest moo, if that is okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, Tammy, but I reckon we can go even bigger.
Sound a little hungover.
Yeah.
You had a few potato cakes this morning.
Is that a hungover cow, Tammy?
Probably.
Yeah. Give us one more, Tam. Yes, Jim, it is a game as easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a leather alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct while you take home the $1,000. This morning, playing from Granton. Hello, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Mads. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just on the way to work.
What do you do for work, Maddie?
I work in childcare.
One of the heroes. I want to give you $1,000 right now, Maddie.
Well, you can't, Nath.
Can't do it.
No.
Can't. Maddie, I'm sorry. I can't give that to you. So I'm gonna
if we could, Maddie, we would, but we can't give it away that easily.
Maddie, will you accept a theoretical $1,000 from Jimmy and I?
Definitely.
That's all yours, mate. Congratulations. Now let's play for the cash, shall we? All right, this morning, Mads, your letter is N as in N for Nath. Your 30 seconds starts at the end of the first topic I give you can pass, so we can come back to that topic if there's time at the end.
Sorry, Maddie. Nath, you should ask us a question. Who's your favourite between Jimmy and Nath?
Oh, who is
you? No, because the only answer would be...
It's a guaranteed Nath. Unless she goes pass.
Answers Jimmy. Just
that'd be so sad. I'm going to throw an 11th question on there, Maddie, and I'll do it before the timer starts. Who's your favourite out of Jimmy and Nath, beginning with N?
Nate.
Yeah, good.
I think she said Nate.
That doesn't count. So we have to accept your first answer. All right, Maddie, here we go. Your first question, beginning with N. Give me an Australian actress.
Pass.
A Katy Perry song.
Pass.
A number.
Nine.
Something in a toolbox.
Pass.
A fictional place.
Oh, pass.
Something you wear.
A nighty.
Something in a hospital.
A nighty.
Celebrity chef.
Pass.
A phobia.
Pass.
Makeup brand. Who's your favourite out of Jimmy and Nate?
Look, lucky we gave you that theoretical.
Because you're not getting the real one. Sorry, Mads. You know what, Mads, you're great to play. You're good. You had a good attitude, and that's all that matters, Maddie.
Thank you. I think it's too early in the morning to come up with some answers.
No,
you called. Well, Mads, you're not going home empty-handed. Of course, you've got the theoretical $1,000, but I'm also going to give you $50 to spend at your Hobart Health, okay?
Thank you.
Good on you, Maddie. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Mads. Okay. Poor Mads. I wanted to give her the foul.
I do love Mads. She was full of beans, a lot of energy.
Full of
childcare worker.
Yeah. Just doing all the right things.
Doing all the right things.
Just not answering the right questions.
No, it was a heart. There were some doozies in there. Australian actress, Katy Perry song. Mm. Fictional place.
Nicole Kidman, though. She's an icon in Australia.
Oh, you're saying that one's easy?
A little bit.
Nath, producer Grace joins in the studio as well. Some devastating news. Just very sad this morning because a bunch of Instagram influencers. Mm. Sad music, please, Nath.
Oh, you want sad music?
Yeah.
Okay, that's sad.
They've been pinged for breaching Instagram guidelines for advertising.
Mm.
They've been uploading things that they've got for free,
yeah,
and have taken photos of them,
sure,
swipe ups, mm-hmm, all that sort of stuff, but they haven't used the hashtag ad.
Oh, because you've got to use the official hashtag so people know that it's an ad.
It's an ad.
And people aren't just genuinely talking about the new tan that they're using.
Now, some influencers are mad, super mad.
Oh, they're not happy.
No. Even Tasmanian influencers apparently have been affected by this.
Ooh.
Oh. They've been taken away some of their privileges. They can't post. Some people can't go into their DMs. Yeah.
It's sad missing out on DMs.
They're getting punished.
So some influencers have come out, they're quite mad because they're saying, well, I haven't been paid for this.
Are they putting up stories explaining how mad they are?
They are, yes.
Or going live?
The ones that can. Some can't do anything. Some have been locked out.
They have to go to Twitter and say, hey, I'm mad about this on Instagram.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But they're saying that they're not being paid, so how can it be an ad? If you are getting the product for free, is that payment?
See, yeah, what's the difference between an ad and gifted? Hashtag gifted.
Well, an ad is just... Wait, you've got to use that official. Yeah. I got this for free.
Ooh.
Not as catchy.
Long.
I think I've posted about stuff I've gotten for free and haven't hashtagged anything. But I'm not an influencer.
Well, careful, mate. They'll shut you down.
No, I know. I only have 2,000 followers.
I think the thing is though, if it's you've given something for free, but then you're encouraging people to go buy it or putting a swipe up to the shop to do it, then it becomes an ad.
It's an advertisement. Okay.
If you're just posting something that you've been given for free, fine.
So if you're pushing towards a particular business,
yeah, if you're doing like,
it's an ad.
Look at this new T-shirt, swipe up so you can buy one.
Yep.
That's an ad.
Whereas if you're just going, look at this new T-shirt.
Not an ad.
Okay.
But what I thought, apparently now brands are a little upset around Australia and internationally because they can't go to Instagram influencers and be like, hey, can you flog this new product for us?
Mm.
So there's a gap in the market, guys.
Huge gap.
There's a huge gap in the market. So what I thought we could do, 131060, how about what brand would you be the spokesperson for?
Okay.
Because we've got our platform. We can do it right now. So
is
maybe
a spokesperson somebody who likes bikes?
Yep.
So maybe Big Ben Wheels.
No, 99 bikes. If you love bikes. Spokesperson. What do you want to be? Because we have our platform here, so we can help you. So maybe you're a big fan of a certain brand. Mm. Call us up, 301060. You can say your name, put it out there, and maybe the brand will get in touch.
So we're letting people audition to be the brand ambassadors for their favourite brands.
Correct.
Okay, I love this.
So to use a little bit of example, we'll go to Producer Grace first. Mm. If you could be the brand ambassador for any brand, who would you like to go?
Any brand at all.
Oh, now you put me on the spot.
That's how live radio works.
Yeah, no, I know.
We'll come back to you.
No, thanks so much.
Nath, any brand, who would you go for?
Oh, McDonald's, mate.
McDonald's. All right.
So let's
Let's do a little. So you're going to give me an ad as Nath from Jimmy and Nath, and you're the spokesperson for McDonald's.
Okay, sure. Hey, guys. Nath Roy here, brand ambassador for McDonald's.
Nathan Roy on Instagram.
Check me out. Can I just say, a Big Mac will save your life. 100% guaranteed by me, the ambassador, a Big Mac will save your life. For details, head to my Instagram at Jimmy Nath. Swipe
your
up.
Instagram.
Oh, we've got more followers there, some more people. And check it out, because a Big Mac saved my life. And if you want to find out how, have one. Have one yourself.
Okay, yeah.
There you go. All right,
killer music.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how it's going to work.
Yeah. Producer Grace?
All right, I'll go Mecca.
Okay. Mecca, all right.
Hey, it's Grace. You might know me from the producer of the Jimmy and Nath show or at Grace Guard on Instagram. Just want to say I really love Mecca because makeup makes me feel pretty and I can put different colours on my eyelids and people like it looking at it. At
love
Grace
that.
Guard.
Love Thanks. That. Love that. Jimmy, you got a brand?
No, I hadn't thought of one.
Well, he gets away with nothing you want.
Man, if you just asked 131060, what brand would you like to be the ambassador for? Or spokesperson, because you speak about him.
Spoke about him.
I'm going to spoke about him. This is after made Instagram influencers. They've been getting pinged for breaching Instagram guidelines.
Obey the rules, guys.
Putting up ads, but not saying that they're ads. Being paid for stuff and yeah, not doing it. So there's and apparently brands are upset because they can't go to their Instagram influencers. So I thought they could go to everyday people.
I think this is great.
Look, if you still want to get involved, Hobart, 131060 is the number. We have our platform. You know, maybe we could help you. Maybe it's a local Hobart business. Maybe you love legs and breasts.
Yep.
And you want to be the spokesperson for legs and breasts.
We're letting you be the spokesperson of any brand that you are passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to give it to you. I mean, again, we've got to ask the permission of the business.
We know a lot of people listen to the show. They may be listening and then we go, hey, guys, here
I loved hearing Steve talk about, I don't know, something about Woolies.
Woolies. Yeah, no, you're so right. Nath, I might have a crack at it.
Yeah, you've got a brand you would like to be the spokesperson
Can I just do the Salamaca strip, just all the venues?
Oh, in its entirety?
Yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Jimmy here, at Jimmy Smith V, because the Jimmy Smith was taken. Mm. Also, Jimmy Smith was taken. Huh. Anyway, I'm here to chat to you about Salamaca, the strip. I think it's great. If you're out for a great time on a Saturday night, head down to the Salamaca Strip. Whether you're going to the Den, the Brick, Grape, even Botanica on a Sunday, bot I call it. It's a great time. So head on down, grab yourself a drink, and boogie with your pal, Jimmy Smithy.
Oh, written and spoke by Jimmy Smith.
Written and spoke by me, Jimmy.
All right, Paul from Carlton. Paulie, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, amazing, mate. Amazing.
Paul, you got a brand you want to be the spokesperson of?
Correct.
What's
that's,
that?
Yeezy by Kanye West.
Oh, Kanye West, Yeezy. All right. Well, Paul, we're going to launch into it, mate. I'll play you the same music and you just do your best to be the spokesperson, okay?
All right, mate. Go for it.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Over to you, Paul.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old. But what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie. I know you don't know me, but my name is Yeezy and I like to broach his in.
Yeah, well done. I mean, it's unconventional, but you know what? It'll do it.
Using a Kanye song, I like that. Just a little twist there on the end with Yeezy. I like what you did there, Paul.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like Kanye, I look like Kanye, and I rap like Kanye.
You do, mate. I mean, it didn't quite work with the music underneath it, but you know, we'll be back, we'll move forward.
That's our fault, though, Paul. That's our fault.
All right, Tom from Sanford. Tom, you want to be the spokesperson for a brand?
Yeah, guys, Huggies Baby Wipes.
Huggies Baby Wipes. Why Huggies Baby Wipes, Tom?
Because they're so multi-use. So many uses for them. You know, they are there for you in no matter the situation.
Great. Okay. Like all right. Well, I'm going to play that music for you, Tom, and you can give us your best spokesperson spiel, okay?
No worries.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Over to you, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Tom here for Huggies Baby Wipes. You got a poo nappy to clean up? Baby wipe. You got a snotty face? Baby wipe. You got coffee on your shirt? Baby wipe. No matter your situation, we are here for you.
Did you say what I think you said then, Tom? Because if you did, that was sensational. Were we allowed to repeat that?
Yeah, situation.
Situation. That, Tom, that is, we can't speak on behalf of Huggies Baby Wipes, but
I mean, we know they listen, and potentially this could be the start of something big for you, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, that was massive, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Jeez, wow.
The caliber of Hobart. Just, was... You get the pen out of your mouth, mate?
Huh? I'm just so into it. I'm just going to chew on something. I want to be a millionaire.
I'm going to be a millionaire. It's $1 million. Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Oh, yes, we told you on Monday that we are making somebody a guaranteed millionaire just by playing Alpha Bucks, and now it's time to tell people how they can win this $1 million. Well, it's very simple. All you need to do is sign up to the free listener app. That is LISTNR. It is free, and search for Hit 100.9. You then fill out the competition entry form. And then starting Monday, if somebody gets 10 questions out of 10, you're in the running. You get the $1,000 and you also go in the running for our $1 million day where somebody will win $1 million just by playing Alpha Bucks, Jim.
Yeah, really exciting, as Nate said. So get the listener app. It's also where you can stream our show anywhere in Tasmania. You can also get the Jim and Nath podcast. Mm-hmm. A lot of extra bits on there. But you have to sign up because from Monday, we're going to be playing from the app.
No longer will we ask people to call 131060 to play. You can only play to win this $1 million guaranteed by doing this with the listener app, by downloading the listener app and registering to play.
Yeah, we won't be going 131060, give us a call. We'll be saying, hey, we're calling you.
Mm.
So you download the listener app, you fill out the details, and we call you and we say, hey, congrats, you're playing today.
Yeah.
Then as Nay said, if you win that $1,000, boom. You are now in the running to win $1 million because later in the year, Million Dollar Day, it's happening in November, Carrie and Tommy will be playing with all the winners.
Until somebody gets it.
Yeah. So again, if you've won $1,000, you're going to Melbs, you're going to hang out with Carrie and Tommy. All day they're going to be playing. So they'll go, like when we did Alpha Bucks Blitz.
Yeah, it's like it's their version of the Blitz, except their pool is a little bit bigger than ours.
Yeah, so we were giving away $1,000, they're giving away $1 million. And they're going to keep playing with everyone until someone wins that $1 million.
So we could be...
guaranteed, someone will win.
It's guaranteed. So we could be sending you to... We could give you $1,000, we could send you to Melbourne for free, and you could win $1 million. That's just by downloading a free app and putting all your information into register for this competition. Very simple.
Now, we need you to do this... well, not right now, but...
if you want to, you can do it right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you've... Listen to us first.
And then absolutely.
Start playing Someone to You by Banners.
Mm.
How's that one go again?
Oh, Someone to You.
Ooh.
Banners.
because Monday morning we're going to be calling someone to play.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.